but David tells me there's lots of interesting things about this to talk about today. So that's why Dave Hart is here today. I ran into him in the parking lot.
Okay.
So did Karen send you my note? I'm thinking that she told me she sent you a copy of an email that I sent her. About Slimans?
Yes, Slimans, okay. Yes, I did see that.
Gotcha. So I'm not sure how we proceed with that, but I just wanted to let you know.
Is that one, is that finalized then? Is that
it's,
okay?
I have seen his, he made...
I thought your light was on there.
Oh, you could. We do a lot of better.
He made a couple of adjustments.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be great. So yeah, I think we're in good shape.
Great. Okay. Very good.
But you know, if you have questions about it, then you know.
I'll let you know.
I just told him that you got a copy of the email. I essentially said that I think this is great, and I'm going to forward it to Karen, and she'll take it from there.
Yeah.
So,
right. So
other people,
I know they're
to
anxious to have my final certificate of occupancy, which they don't get until I get the.
Oh, that's
the
why they're so.
Yeah.
Well, that's because he's like, I've got to find plant materials because I asked him to add some plant materials. He goes, well, I got to find plant materials that are actually available, and I'm looking for natives and da 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 da. And
right.
I'm like, well, you know, and I told him a couple of places that have that carry native material and that carry wide variety.
Yeah, I mean, I already issued a final certificate of occupancy subject to the landscaping being done.
Right,
but
right. But the landscaping
reason,
has to be done, right?
Internally, their bank or something is saying, we're not done until everything's done. So
right.
Sometimes that happens where you get absolutely, you know, other than 100%, you know, completion, free CO, you know,
right.
It's not done yet. So
right.
That seems to be the boat they're in.
And I'll tell you that Jeff Markley mentioned to me that he thought they were going to make some additional changes.
Okay.
To the building. So I'm not sure how extensive that is. He says, oh, I don't think they're finished yet. And I thought, oh, boy. Slimans.
Who's Jeff Markle?
He did the landscaping for them, the landscape design. And he sent me a revised plan today because Bob said that we could handle this administratively. It was just the sign and a little bit of renovation on the side.
So that'll be – they'll be thrilled because they were calling.
Yeah, that they're rolling here, right.
Asking if there was any way I could issue them a CO that didn't say anything about the landscaping. Nope.
Good man. We like that. We like that very, very much.
Bob, I have a question.
How are you?
My neighbors talked to you about water in their yard across the street from us. Next door to them.
Looking at houses.
The madness.
Looking at houses? Oh, looking at this house.
Yes.
Probably.
I thought you were saying that you're looking at houses like you're buying a house.
Do you hear that the Fed might raise the interest rate one more time in December before the end of the year? I just heard it on the news.
Let's refinance
that. I directed that first one just to talk to Bob, and I haven't heard back from anyone after talking to
Bob. Met with Bob, had someone out from.
Well, this is the back of the house. That's kind of cute.
It's not bad.
Wood grain.
Okay.
To see if
pretty
was,
without those windows.
That's the crazy side of the house that has
storm.
Those windows.
They had to leave the water department out to look at.
That's the garage side, right?
Says it
looks like
there
needs to be a free source of it. Treat it like that. Shake.
They subsequently came out. In fact,
there's so much glass.
They tested the water to see if it was.
It would be a problem putting it there. Do you think that?
To see if they had any ownership.
I would expect. To see
yes,
almost.
Sure.
So it's
an issue like that.
It's some kind of natural issue in water that they
it's
can't identify, and it's really
it is very
that's why you get to ask.
But it's continuously flowing.
The back of the house
is slow night.
Shakes.
We only have a couple things to look at.
A would rather focus on time.
There you go. You have some time.
Or gas station.
They information.
So one of the things we reached out to Randy and
Connor
to see if there was an old utility building that predated the development of Orangewood extension, where perhaps some of
that
land was
rotted
and would be able to identify it. Randy said,
okay, let's see the front.
I'm sure I have it, but it's going to take some time.
Yes, you right. Yeah. It's not something I can really get my hands on.
We have an amended agenda.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did we add some?
Yes. Might be the source of it. Was this week? This afternoon. The mayor didn't want me to mail it out.
Yeah.
It was too late.
Bailing out of water.
That's the bad one.
And bailed out.
But this.
Look at the plant outside.
30 gallons of water. And water filled back in. Unless that goes with it. I mean, it just refilled itself. So it's an ongoing source. And not a clear as to why all of a sudden it has.
I think from that elevation.
Emerged.
Yeah, those are always, they're always different. You know, it's a great puzzle, but sometimes.
Is that where the rest is? Is that far down? No, up front.
The storm drains.
The bedroom is.
No, the high glass is in the bathroom.
It's in the bathroom, over the tub, or over the bathroom, right, right here.
No.
What about you, Kevin?
It's over the bathtub.
Kathy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have an amended agenda.
Oh, okay. Legs of orange snuck in here.
Man.
You ready?
Wait, there's more you say?
Yeah, we have an amended agenda, but.
Oh, number three. Number three.
Oh, this is yours. This is mine.
Okay.
She just handed it.
So, okay, I'd like to call to order the September 19th Joint Planning and Zoning Architectural Board Review meeting here.
Please call the roll. Anthony Lazar.
Here.
Kathy Moran.
Yes.
Eric Newland.
Here.
Scott Lewis. Brian Hitt. Judd Klein.
Yes.
Mayor Kathy Mulcahy.
Here. Okay, Mr. Miller, please join us. This is for another beautiful new house in Lakes of Orange. And this has been recommended for approval by Brian Mader. And approved by the village architect.
Joe is here too.
And Joe.
Yes.
I'll stand up.
Sure.
Yeah. No problem. This is a ranch unit.
How many square feet is it?
It's about 2,600 square feet.
Sold?
Oh, it would. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a popular plan.
Foyer.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Bedroom.
It's actually three bedrooms.
So the front bedroom is actually two.
The back
bedroom is kind of, it has a little suite to it.
So the dorm is functional?
In the middle
No, I don't. Joe, well, don't, is the dorm is not functional?
What's this?
That dorm or the office?
But
I think that's fixed.
Yeah. It's not a very big office. It's 6 foot.
She just wanted a little something off the kitchen for planning.
So this has all been laid out for somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Sort of customize this. Cause
totally.
I was a little concerned about that lack of windows over here on the side of the house.
Uh-huh. So, in her master bedroom.
Which elevation is that? Let me see.
That's the,
this one.
It's the south elevation,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
windows are over the bathtub, which make perfect sense, but
yeah.
but the rest of the wall yeah. is blank.
That's
right.
The master bedroom
she,
wall.
This is per her request. She has an issue with windows. You see where her bed is going to be?
Yeah.
And she doesn't want any windows on that side. It's a comfort,
so
security.
It's just creepy for her to have windows in the bedroom?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, this is a, I believe it's a single lady. Am I correct?
Yes.
You've met her. And I'm subbing in today for my brother.
Gotcha.
So I'll do the best I can. I think I'll do just fine. But
I was going to say you were a different Miller.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's her request. Not, you know, it's not really ours. Now, keep in mind, that's towards the rear of the house.
Sure, okay.
Obviously, you know that.
Yeah.
Behind it is pretty much going to be some open space area. In the back, there's some common area.
Right.
So, I mean, it's certainly you guys can dictate differently.
Is there a site plan?
That was per her request.
Ooh, let's look at the site plan.
I think it's okay. And it's southern exposure as well, so it's going to help with your deep gain and not.
Well, and the thing is that when you do have a long blank wall like that, you know, you can do a lot if you just sort of strategically place a couple of ornamental trees in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some
just so that it,
sure.
Right.
Would
that would.
Sure.
go a long way to sort of give a little relief to the neighbor, whoever the neighbor is going to be, to the look of that wall,
right.
That big blank wall.
Right.
Right here.
Where is it?
Where is it on this plan?
Not in the Pulte place.
Pulte place?
No, right here. So you see,
it's right
yeah, now I grant you there's going to be this road back over here. There's a little bit of open space back here.
Is this for just for access as common area for service or something?
Oh, I don't know. Randy will have a better explanation, but this is a separate street over here.
Right, right.
I don't think there's any access.
I'm looking at this. Well, I guess that's just setback lines
right,
over there. That's
right.
Not anything.
That means but there's.
Wait, this is the street that's
already.
Is this
right,
like
this street is already
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that's already there.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we have, yeah. So we've been busy on that street.
Is 130
yes.
Is the adjacent lot?
Yes.
That's
in, yeah.
That's in?
Yes.
So this is one of those great opportunities to do some nice landscaping along the side of the house that we would encourage.
The back side.
Yeah, what would be the south side of the house. I think we ought to, as a condition of approval, recommend relative to the landscape plan
sure.
that there's that area is given particular attention.
Absolutely.
And I think really you don't have to do a whole lot in terms of offsetting the look of the big wall. You may want to do more for the general landscaping, but to do that, you just need a couple of sort of strategically placed, either ornamental or evergreen trees.
I think evergreen, so it's always
just
green.
To make it,
yeah.
you know,
no,
just so
no
that it doesn't look like a big wall to
sure.
the neighbors. And,
sure.
Yeah.
And of course, they'll have to come in, or she'll come in with the landscape plan to get
approved.
Right. And,
right. Absolutely.
I'll mention that.
So that
I don't think she'll have any problem with that.
Yeah.
No, no.
Because that's
the side yard.
It's sort of the side, yeah.
It is the side yard, right.
It's the materials,
right.
Please.
Sure, absolutely.
Guess
so,
oh, yes.
The color.
Are everybody ready for the materials? I don't know if
oh.
Judd's ready yet.
I just got to get in a feel for you know, maybe, and Joe, it seems to me that there might be another alternative to that, which might be to somehow, although there's a basic symmetry to this piece right here, but maybe there's a way to, as you have this sill over here, do something to break the wall up a little bit.
Well,
stone on the bottom.
We, you know, at the end of the day, I think the landscaping is probably going to be the more effective.
It's going to be simple. It's going
to
you're going to have more options with the landscaping,
yeah.
And like you've already said, she's going to bring in a plan for us
this,
to look
this
at.
This form here is,
you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I know she won't have a problem with landscaping. That's not be an issue at all, as long because she's getting her privacy and security, which is what her request was.
Right.
We would put normally we put windows in there.
I thought that it was a little unusual, but you just never know.
Okay.
So the exterior colors, the horizontal siding will be, it's a Sherwin-Williams Caribou, and you can pass this around. An interesting color here.
Is the material what, hardy?
Yes.
So it's the dark gray.
It's more like a gray-brown.
I'll have that on the color schedule
gray brown.
For you, so you don't have to write it
okay,
down.
So that's what the siding is, and then how about the trim?
So the trim, we typically paint the same color.
Okay.
The windows we
have
white.
Time to get it on.
Okay, the windows are white with that.
The stone is going to be the country ledge stone. It's called Echo Ridge, which is a very popular
nice.
Stone.
This is
beautiful.
This is the paint
yes.
color that goes with
so
that.
It's going to pull out that little bit of brown that's
yes.
in there.
The rust kind of
very
color.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's very
yeah.
nice.
This isn't a very, the stone is so popular.
That limestone-y look.
And
then
the shingle is going to be it's driftwood, landmark driftwood.
Mm-hmm.
Which one
is
that?
That's this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This over here.
Which
one
yeah.
is it?
Driftwood.
Does it really have that more, that mottled sort of color in it?
No, that's dirt.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. That's, you can see this felt.
Well, can
down.
You get some dirt in it?
Oh, we always do.
Can you be sure to do that and just turn,
sure.
you know, turn, throw them on the ground
sure.
and then get some
yeah,
dirt
you can
in
see
them.
Isn't that
gray?
Add it to the motion.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of green in it to
it
make
does.
The...
It got brown,
right.
gray, green.
Earthy colors.
Yeah.
Nice. And the stones actually really some, have all of them.
There's some dark brown little pellets in here, believe it or not, that do shine through.
Well, the stone has a gray in it too, yeah. So it's not that it's foreign.
Right. I think it's
to the rest of the palette.
Yeah. I don't know if you can see. You want me to bring it towards you?
Will the vertical shapes be kept caribou-ful?
The same caribou, only a little darker
to have it stand out. That way it's a different color, because this pulls out just slightly.
And the trim?
The trim stays the same color as the horizontal. So the windows are white.
So it's all monochromatic.
Yes.
What about the garage door?
That typically is white, but I guess we have to make that decision, but it's been white.
So it matches the trim on the windows.
Correct.
Right, typically,
correct.
But not necessarily.
Well, we would have to come back and paint it. But sometimes people paint it the same color.
Yes. Same color as the rest of the house?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
I usually carry one. I'm sorry.
What about the front door?
That color yet is not determined. She's going to take a look when the house is painted. Maybe she'll shade it a little bit differently.
Does the front door and the garage ever match?
I've never really seen the front door being white, if you will.
Gotcha.
I mean, on these houses.
Right,
everything
right.
tends to be darker.
Right, right, yeah.
What color did you say the garage door was going to be?
White.
White. Is that the color of the siding, something
but
like
it's
that?
To be determined,
well, there's,
he said.
Well, it's...
The garage also. He said they're going to revisit the garage, but they would come back here if they changed the color from white.
No, that's a different color.
Excuse me.
That's called dove gray. That's a different.
Do we in deference to Brian's not being here, somebody has to ask the question. What's the ridge?
How high is the ridge?
Well, that's why you wanted the scale.
Yeah.
Right.
I assure you, it's about 35 or whatever it is.
It's 34.
Joe, you do know what
that is.
Is that it?
Okay, so it's under 35. So it's.
It's only it's a ranch. There's no way it's over 35.
I don't.
Cathedral ceilings, right?
16 to 20.
Cathedral ceilings, right?
You need a tape measure
in a couple of the rooms.
Yeah. Thank you. Here, look at that. There's an architect.
Oh. Hey, that's why we have him. That's why he's in charge.
Bring the tools.
Oh, you're quick. Yeah, it's 27.74 or something like that.
There.
Above grade, so it's,
you can be higher.
Right.
It's
plenty.
It's plenty,
right?
Yeah.
Get a
holster
for
it. Well, it's more about the proportion.
Yeah.
What is happening in this little corner of the garage? What am I?
This is
what's
roof,
that line?
Roof line coming down. That's all roof.
No, but what's that delineating?
It's just rendering.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with change that you're making in the roofing. Okay.
Rendering.
No, that just carries
just
right down.
Just want to catch
it.
See if
yeah.
Yeah. And that's how we frame it.
Okay.
I see
you're going to frame this.
It's all stick framing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so Brian,
you're not happy. Oh, did you really?
Mm-hmm.
When I wasn't watching?
We all, we're pretty much stick framers.
It's called rafters. I love it.
I need to make sure you guys to see your part. Your part, your special part there.
Okay.
Jeff, would you like to make a joint motion?
I will make a joint motion to recommend approval of the 229 Lake Mead Drive, so about 128 house plans produced by Joe Chiglow Architects, Chiglow Architects, and with the only comment is our recommendation for paying particular attention to landscaping along the south wall of the building to provide some relief from the large blank wall on that side of it.
Is there a second?
And subject to all of the review comments from the village engineer.
I like it.
Were there any?
Just one about this one little one. Test team must be installed on both laterals.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll second.
Any further comments, questions, conditions?
Lazar?
Yes.
Moran?
Yes.
Newland?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy?
Yes.
Joe?
Thank you very much.
Very nice, nice house, so. Very nice house.
I hope so.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Dave, you going to join us now? True North?
Be careful.
Yeah, there are extra chairs.
Welcome. Tell us who you are.
Good evening. I'm Rick Turner. I'm with Diamond Z Engineering. We do development plans and permitting for True North. This is Frank and Tanya Ross. They're with RCI Company, the architects who designed the building. True North has been using Shell Gas name for, how many years did you say that?
1994.
So they've been the major presence of any big Shell stations, and more like the company off kind of stations. They also supply fuel to a number of dealer locations that are carrying the Shell name. This particular site is one that they've had for quite a while, and it's one that's been doing well for them, but they're looking at it and saying, it's getting old, it's getting tired.
And the car wash next door is remodeling itself.
And the car wash next door just gives us
no reason.
Well, they've
taken out the car wash.
I know.
Yes.
Which I'm disappointed.
Well, one thing about that car wash, it did kind of complicate the lot up. With it being as small of a lot as it is, mm-hmm. did kind of complicate things and make the use a little bit more intense than it will be when we streamline it and just have a convenience store and the gas lane. So anyway, True North has been looking at this site and wanting to do something with it. And so we came up with a layout of one of the smaller buildings that they use at their company op stations, one that Frank and Tanya designed. And you can see it in the color rendering here.
There's an awful lot of comment from Brian's brother.
Do you want to start with those?
No, I don't really want to give those other comments.
It's pretty quick, actually.
Well, we've got Dave here.
Why am I here?
Well, come on over and do your thing.
Well, I'm sorry you only got my report now. There was a little bit of a glitch as to whether I was being asked to look at this project. You just got my report today, which is basically summarizing the variances that are needed. And
has anybody looked at the variances that have already been granted?
Oh, that's a good point. But, well, no, those go, well.
They already have variances in place.
Oh, that's right. No, I have not looked at them. I suspect that that.
So we're not, what are we doing tonight? We're not approving.
Well, we can't approve it tonight because the
variances have to be.
Well, you'd have to coordinate with the ones that are already approved.
I guess I can make an editorial comment that nothing, there's no use on this site that will command the price. Any use that wants the site will be a high traffic generation. And any use like that won't command the price and fit on a site like this. So I don't think there's any choice but to grant variance just to allow this use to proceed. Nobody will fit on this site that would cover this location and have high traffic generation. It's only 0.6 acres, and nothing else will fit in there. So now, can you move things around and manipulate it a little bit? Well, I would say maybe very little. Mm-hmm.
I can run you through what the variances look like on this drawing if you'd like.
Okay.
The existing canopy is shown in yellow. The new canopy is shown in blue. Variances that Dave noted are ones to the dispensers, the gas dispensers on either side. If you look at this drawing, you can see that we've moved the dispensers in 3 feet, so we're 3 feet further from the property line on either side than we were.
Okay.
As
far as front setback.
And the canopy's smaller, you're further in, so it's essentially a smaller, the whole thing
the
is
canopy
a smaller
thing.
Well, this is basically a reiteration of what's on the other side of the freeway in Beechwood over at Park East Boulevard.
Similar, but not exactly.
The building is different.
Yeah, the building
well,
is different.
But the
color
the,
will be
the site plan and how the
materials
the site
of construction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably a bigger site.
Yeah, that is a bigger site. It's a much bigger site.
So what else is different?
The building, probably the building setback on the side yard is the biggest thing. Right now you can see the car wash building is here. We're not even showing the building that is under the canopy.
Because that's gone.
Yeah.
In your plan.
And, well, it's going to complicate things and make it harder for you to understand what's
going
on.
Well, no, she means it's going to be raised.
Yeah,
it will be gone.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the whole
site
is going to be
right.
All the structures are going to be raised.
Right.
So side yard setback, we're looking for 15 feet. Rear yard setback stays about where it was to this building. Front yard setback increases considerably because the building that was under the canopy comes all the way up to the front of the canopy.
Comes where the other canopy was.
Yes.
You have 2,344.
So what is this? What's it supposed to be on the side of the building?
35 feet.
Oh.
And we've got 15.
There's 25. There's 44.
That's a big.
It is. It is. But you know
the whole site's going to be cleaned up and look much nicer.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Is there any reason that the building itself couldn't shift further to the west?
If the building shifts further
what does that impact?
You impact this approach, and I don't think you want to be moving
the
approach forward.
Oh, that's a driveway. Gotcha.
No, but I'm just looking at this.
That's gone.
Well, this is your trash dumpster enclosure.
Oh, is that still going to be there?
Yeah, the other one was the car.
This is going to be masonry, and it's going to look like
gotcha.
But as far as a line of being able to drive goes, you can drive like that. If you brought this building out to here, then all of a sudden you've really necked that down.
Right,
and one of
right.
Ryan's comments was he was thinking that the turning movement for the trucks was a little tight already.
Right.
Right.
And he was talking about going over a curb.
Right, going
over.
I don't
know. What is that about?
I can show you that. I got a picture of it. This site, the approaches, there used to be two approaches out front, and when the road project took place several years ago, that was reduced to one approach and in and out with that pork chop in the middle. And I think the tankers were having a little trouble getting in and out. So here is a photo that shows what's happening right here.
Right, right.
Yeah, they're clipping that corner
right
with their back tires when they come in.
So what are you thinking?
Honestly, if we clip that off, it could get rid of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
What, to open up the throat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
You just can't fight. I mean,
where are the tanks remaining in the same location?
Yes, tanks are going to remain in that same location.
Okay.
We are going to replace them, however. They found out they're pretty old.
Do you have to do any kind of remediation, or does Buster get involved in this?
Buster is involved. When you do a tank replacement, you dig up the tanks, you dig up the lines, you take samples along the way. You get your test results. That tells you whether you have to do any more soil removal.
Mm-hmm.
And if everything is satisfactory, Buster will give you a no further further action letter.
So what are we doing here tonight?
Well, we had nothing to do on a Tuesday night, so that.
Why does our code require 3-1 spaces?
So we don't have enough
maybe
parking
space. The code.
That's right. That was the other thing. We're missing.
The only way to get for what
they
yeah, the only way to get parking in places would be to not have the station, just make it into a parking lot.
You know what? That's what they have across the street from you.
Yes.
2 minutes and 5 minutes turn spaces when they're rolling fast.
I will say,
31 per 100 square feet.
Yeah.
Standard.
We typically
like
count these.
Appropriate standard for this kind of a use. That goes back quite a few years.
Well, it's hard to imagine because I didn't look at the date of that code provision, but
if it goes back very far, it even goes back before gas stations had stores.
Oh,
so then the parking requirement would even be less.
So how could this be a variance if they're already there? Why would they need a variance?
Well, the same way we treated the Patel property. They're starting over.
Yeah.
So once you go to clean, it's like a greenfield site starting over. Except, as you mentioned, and I didn't put it in this report, variances that have been previously granted typically go with the land, unless there's
some
unique exception.
They will or they don't?
They do.
Oh.
All right, so all we need to do is have Dave refine this report and introduce the ordinances and move on.
I am also thinking that since we're starting over again, that we get a new look at the landscaping.
Although I will say the landscape in there, in my opinion, is fairly nice.
It's very nice at the Chagrin Orange Place corner.
At the corner, right.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is good to go.
Yeah. And now that you have a tenant adjacent to you to the east that has some...
Across the street?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, the other way. The Chula restaurant and the entrance to the LJI, mm-hmm. They've upgraded that quite a bit, so... You have some green space over there.
I'm just looking at the renderings that they've done here, which show this dot dash of evergreen, green and yellow shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking that since we're considering this a blank slate, it might be nice to see, to have that revisited a little bit. It doesn't mean you have to be ripping out great landscaping. You can just show me a photograph of what the existing landscaping looks like that you want to keep. Oh, see, do I have a copy of that? I don't think I have a copy of
that. There was in the package, I saw another iteration, I think, of this building.
It's upside down, but
I wasn't sure what that was.
I don't even have one in my package here. Okay, I'm starting to take this personally now.
With the flat entrance.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, okay, I'm just going blind.
That's going to be so much nicer.
That was our old prototype. And after going to many cities, people really love the gable. So we started to roll out the gable entrance. And then the signage, if you notice, that signage was huge.
And here and here.
And now we've got the little true north with the compass
label.
Oh,
we like that better.
Yeah. It's.
And it fits the shape better now. Before, it was a square and it just didn't fit with the gable.
Palm trees?
No.
Really?
No. Where are you seeing that?
You're just killing me here. A plum tree, I'm sorry.
Plum tree.
I'm thinking Florida here.
The one thing Dave did point out, we added 9.5 feet of landscaping across the Chagrin Boulevard frontage. There wasn't anything up there before.
Okay.
Definite plus.
We're showing some plants.
The fence here, which the
modifications and changes
existing. What kind of fence? Not a chain link fence.
Existing fence. That's an existing fence.
Not by the aerial, not by the street photos today that I saw.
Go back and take a look.
Yeah.
It may have been something that just got held up from the survey right along the property line.
I didn't see it when I looked at the Google street photos.
Well, it may be obscured by the fact that the car wash is there for most.
What we did is we
imported the survey and built our drawings off of it. That fence is shown on the survey. I'd say if it's not there, it was an oversight by the surveyor.
We can check it out.
Yeah.
So the only thing you're adding here are six new potentillas? Wow.
Well, if you go by the site, I think you'll be surprised. I mean, there's a lot of 3-foot plants in there that fill the landscaping beds in fairly well.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to.
But we can take another look at it.
I'll have to.
Certainly that can be adjusted and added to.
Yeah, with no obligation that we did this with Super 8, they came in and we couldn't do anything either, but they got a sense from the commission as to whether it was worth their while.
Oh, yeah, it looks great.
To proceed, so I think that's the same place here.
Okay, so work with Dave to get the variances nailed down and start the process.
Steve have to draft those for council?
Yeah.
So Dave...
And then the question is whether the variances that would be granted
Are there, you know, there are a number of things that are identified in your report here, Dave, relative to required variances, that for this use and this kind of a space look like perhaps we should be having a different set of requirements for a development of this kind of a site, or whether we just handle it as a variance with this site.
You're not going to get another one like this. I mean, you don't. It's hard to imagine.
Well, particularly in this use here, in the zoning district, you know, we're not likely to have another postage stamp gas station site that gets developed over.
The only one.
They already have a front yard variance.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Well, it would be.
I mean, the parking is a pretty obvious one, and maybe the easier way, because there are going to be other variances, is just give them, include that variance with it, and then deal with parking as it's applicable later on, because maybe we ought to look at our parking code altogether. This just points out there's a flaw.
After you finish the landscape.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we got just one more thing to go.
May I ask, is the parking based on the street floor use or just floor area?
I calculated it based on the store.
Okay.
The 3,100 square foot store.
But it's based on, retail area. The only reason I ask that is because convenience stores, the time intervals that people are in and out of a store are so much quicker that the spaces go a lot further because there's high turnover.
No, well, part of the space is the person.
Oh, and also, absolutely. Right. People go to the pump
because they walk in. They walk in the store. They finish pumping their gas and they go in the store and get their.
Cigarettes
or beer.
Actually, Mr. Hart,
health snacks.
The parking requirement, is that in gross terms or net terms?
Gross.
Okay. So you can make the argument for net, that might make you comply considering the amount of fixtures and floor coverage ratios and coolers and things.
Yeah, but the code doesn't have that language built into it, so we, you know.
And
it makes sense, and I would argue that.
That's required, so any finagling and reduction isn't going to get down to the 10. I don't think so.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of casework that it would have to go into it.
Can you count the parking spaces at the pumps? Just to sort of.
What difference does it make?
Make it work.
Yeah.
We typically don't.
Give a variance
and there's nothing that says
20.
We could.
18 if we can do that.
Yeah,
right.
As long as we got to give a variance, it doesn't matter. Just figure the number that makes sense and works.
Right.
And if that is sufficient for you to operate the business, then it's not like somebody's going to go park in Chula's lot to come and get something, unless they're already there.
But they sure do park all over that lot. Mm-hmm. It's amazing where people park. Just stop behind the building, stop next to the building, block everything up.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's only two spots on that lot right now.
Yeah.
Which lot? What you have now?
Yes.
There's only two spots right now?
Two.
There's two stripe parking spots.
Wow.
But everybody parks next to the kiosk.
Yes. Right.
Including our officers. When they come in to get a coffee or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to just take a quick look at this note from Stephen Hovancic. The items that he called out are pretty straightforward. He brought up the one about the curbing and the approach out front. Also, one of those approaches was fairly cracked and probably just ought to be replaced, the exit approach. He brought up the note about the number of parking spaces was called out wrong. 10 is correct, which is how many is shown. So we just need to change back a page, just change the note. Truck route, we did give you a truck path drawing if you want to. Glance at that. I confirmed with the fuel delivery people. They do come in from Chagrin. They turn in like this and they go out that way. They said sometimes they go out and head south down to Harvard. Other times they somehow swing around. I don't know how they would do that. They say, obviously, they go left to center. They refuel about once a day. So it's not something that happens every hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think they would certainly say, you know, we are not going to that site at 5 o'clock because that is not a good place to be with a tanker truck.
Mm, no. 5 o'clock in the morning wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, it would
5
be
o'clock
bad,
at night.
So does it still roll over the little island thing there?
He is rolling it over the island. If we fix that section there, then he can probably miss that.
He can navigate around it.
Now, do you care if he rolls over the island?
Not particularly.
I think it's only a matter of time, though, before the island starts showing the stress and strain of having huge trucks come over it every day. So,
and I think he's made the choice.
But we want it very obvious that he's going the right turn over there.
Right. We want it. We want that to be easy for those guys to do. And I'm thinking that what you said about adjusting that corner is really the right thing to do.
Right.
Why can't they come through here and over? Is that just too sharp?
Yeah, you just can't make that turn.
Well, also, you don't want them running by the pumps.
Oh, yeah.
And make them maneuver around the pumps.
But he is right there.
He's got to be that. It's fairly straight there.
Yeah.
If they've got to make, if he's coming in here, he's going to kind of make a turn to that position, which kind of ties up the entire parking lot.
You're cranking lots pretty hard after you make that.
That's a difficult maneuver.
And it's throwing his back end over here when
right.
he wants to be over there.
Right.
So we know that doesn't happen at 5 o'clock. Is that a scheduled sort of delivery that they have? At like
they come in when they know the tanks are in need of refilling.
I see. So it's an as-needed.
The comment on the photometrics that he made here, his comment looks like there's existing lighting and new lighting being installed. Or is that...
That he's referring to. We have made a change. The photometric is correct, with the exception of this light coming over here, because as you saw, if it was over here, the truck driver would be running over it. So, on our next submittal, we'll have that light moved over here. These two lights remain.
And what does that do to the photometrics? To
move this to here?
Yeah.
It shifts these numbers over to this side. And this
what does it do to the east? How much light spill goes that way?
I don't think very much. If you look, 15 feet this way, that number's already down to 2.4.
Okay, it drops off.
Yeah, so it'll be down to zero. They'll get more from the canopy, which you can see gets down to 0.8 over onto their property.
Chicken Boulevard's illuminated heavily.
Yeah, it's. Yeah,
what did
it's,
you say?
Chicken Boulevard is heavily illuminated.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not like there's, you're going to be putting light in a resident's eye over there at off hours.
Right. We have a concentration of light under the canopy, which, we view as a safety issue and where people really need to have a concentration of light for what they're trying to do outside in the dark. The lighting on the front of the building, gooseneck lighting, which you can actually see on this rendering better, I think.
Is there a sign out here somewhere in the landscaped area?
The sign remains on the corner, on the northeast corner.
The sign remains the same.
And it is shown in this rendering. And then we'll have a sign on either side of the canopy, about 16 square feet, and then a sign above the door, which is about 22 square feet. That's one nice thing about that, changing the architecture on the front of the building. The sign is dropped in half.
I suspect, and because it's another commercial site next door, this 15-foot setback on the east isn't a critical issue, but when you look at it in total, you have 35 feet required as a setback, which is ends up being 70 feet total, and your plan provides 71 feet of aggregate side yard setback. Obviously, more of it is to the west than to the east, but because there's development on the east side of your building, I don't think it's that critical.
Mm-hmm. Another nice thing, although we're begging for more to the east, the setback from the front was 35 feet, and then it goes to over 100 with this new layout.
For the building?
To the building, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that's all I have to talk about, unless you want to look at bricks and stuff. I don't think we will.
We'll see you again.
Yeah.
Just get the ordinances.
Okay. So
just so you know, what will happen is the planner and the village law director will commiserate on a.
Well, you have
most
to make
areas,
an application.
You have to make an application for a variance, and that will then go to council. That will then
trigger that referral back to Planning Commission for review of the variances. And then there'll be several meetings here, and then there'll be a public hearing scheduled by council.
I will also go to the site and have a look and see how your existing landscape, you know, has sort of fleshed out here.
Good.
And send some comments to the village, and then I can forward them to you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Well, actually, you're adding that strip in front, right?
Yeah.
And that'll have to have some landscape.
Right. Okay.
Good. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You're planning to do this in the spring?
Yes.
Okay, we got time.
Headed back to Pittsburgh tonight?
Well, sorry, Mike.
Headed back to PA tonight?
Actually, no, we have a place in Lakewood sometimes.
Okay,
we have meetings this way and stay there.
There you go. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
I'm keeping mine, if that's okay.
Right. Okay, we are. Okay, we're just approving phase two of Lake Sworn, and I'm going to tell you what we're headed for. This is what the motion is.
I have to go to the top side.
No, could I?
We added this, by the way, because we have to get this started so that the asphalt plants don't close before they are able to use them. So that's why we dropped this on you at the last minute. So I'm going to make a motion to approve the Phase 2 development plan, subject to the developer posting a sufficient bond to secure public improvements to the development, placing addresses on the existing units, and placing mailboxes into locations that are satisfactory to the village engineer. And that's my motion.
How does that square with the post office directive relative to...
Oh, they're going to stop the fight.
I can put it in a ravine as long as the mailman could deliver that. That
okay.
As long as it isn't...
I don't want us to set something up that...
Question for you. The address is already set by the engineer. You have the list, don't you?
No, but we want them visible because you're not going to have mailboxes at each house.
Well, we've been putting them on each of the houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
They need to be visible for safety forces.
Yeah, we did that. We put it right by the lights.
All right, that's the motion. Would anyone like to second it, and we can do the...
Well, it's a planning. Would this be planning only? There's no access review, so I'll second it.
Thank you. Wait, this we don't need to discuss.
No.
We don't need this. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
So phase two, about an acre.
And this has been approved by Brian Mader. Did you see Brian's comments?
Yeah.
Did you have to send it to the public works?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That stuff out, yeah. It's this.
Mm. Oh, I see. It's just that little.
Where's the driveway going? That's a T turnaround.
As I assume that the fire department has
they saw this in its entirety.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Okay.
The only reason we're here again is because it's being changed into phases. And
oh, gotcha.
Nothing's changed.
They're just splitting it up.
We never approved it as phases before. Okay.
Gotcha.
So this isn't a driveway for anything.
No. It's just a turnaround. Yeah.
When you come down the street and...
So you got to place the back into
snow truck, mail truck.
Mm-hmm. I talked to the fire department one time about this. They said, we're not even going to pull a truck down there. The fire department said they wouldn't pull a truck all the way down to have
well, what if the fire's at the house all the way down at the bottom?
They pull
the last time?
They just need to be within 300 feet.
2,000.
Well, it's easier. 2,000 feet?
we have enough hose to reach every house in the village from 2,000 feet away.
Yeah, but
you don't have the water pressure, but you got the hose, right?
Well, we got places in the village that don't have fire hydrants.
You can pump it up from
the there for a week winding
some of those hose reels. You snap it, it rolls back up.
You have one of those little oxygen pump guns that you use for, squirting your kids with.
It's almost half a mile.
Okay. Are there any concerns, questions, comments? Call the roll.
Lazar?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy?
Yes. A ravishing 3-0 vote.
And thanks for
you tomorrow.
Thanks for putting another vote. We'll be out this evening so that we can.
Well, it's a race between you and the asphalt. Can't mess with that. Mother Nature, really.
I got a lot of pull for that.
When do they want to shut down? October?
No, they usually shut down by the first or second week of December.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, Chief Building Officials report.
I didn't prepare one.
Okay.
Hey, Jordan.
No.
Just said it's all working out great.
No. Just that he's in.
Huh? Oh, that he's in on the job. That's great.
This is
okay, you want to just tell us anything else, Bob?
No.
What'd you do today?
Nothing else. What did I do?
Talk to me.
Spend your summer.
Right. I don't know. Half a dozen or more inspections and plan reviews.
He's a busy boy. Okay.
Lots, 30 phone calls, lots of questions from, the build-out people calling, trying to figure out exactly what the...
He thought he was coming to a very sleepy little village, much to do.
He knew the fire hose he was grabbing onto.
2,000 feet long.
2,000-foot fire hose, right. Anybody else have anything to discuss for the good of the commission?
I do, and I'm glad that Dave is here. And Bob and I had a conversation the other day as it pertained to one of the tenants at Pinecrest, and it kind of exposed a process that we really need to carefully consider in terms of how stuff comes to the Planning Commission and Design Review Board. And it had to do with one of the tenants, it would appear, sort of did not have the approval of the landlord before they brought their plans to the village. And it kind of initially slid through the keyhole and was going to be placed on the agenda. And then it was determined that it came back from the landlord that this hadn't happened yet and that particular tenant's building needed their approval. And as a result of what that particular tenant was about, there will be some FTP changes that take place. They may be minimal, similar to what happened when Kona Grill came through here.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, what it exposed was that we need to give Bob some review authority to enable these things to get captured more effectively in terms of the rules of review. And what I wanted to talk about in particular goes back to the sign criteria and the authority that we have kind of rested on that. We're going to begin to see tenants' plans come in for storefront tenants to a large degree. Right. And those storefront tenants, all they are going to be doing for the most part is building an entrance and kind of a proscenium to their store. And where those stores comply with the design criteria that we've already approved as part of the FDP and where they comply and are approved by the folks at Fairmont Properties for meeting their requirements, we ought to not necessarily require them to come here for design review.
I was fine with that, but I thought after all the conversations we had, it was determined that they didn't.
No,
that's
if they didn't.
comply.
If they didn't comply,
then they have to come.
There are some tenant spaces that
we're talking about two different things.
Yeah, there's two different things.
Right.
Yeah.
One is the where we already have a storefront design approval submitted relative to the FDP. Okay. All right. And they come in with a new plan for that, and it fine tunes that, but it is in general compliance with it. That's an easy short bug.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
The ones where our FDPs had big giant blank spaces for the front, for the storefronts, because they were all going to be designed by the tenants. I have nothing to go by.
Right.
And so those ones, again, for me, is a shortcut. We didn't approve anything in the first place, so I think that would normally have to come back. The third question is, do we have approved design standards that we can rely on the developer to approve, and then I can sign off on, or is everything that we didn't get an FDP storefront design for, need to come back through us? So we're looking at multiple, and that's the fourth one is, we got it, but now they want to make some minor changes to it.
Right.
All right, so those are the...
Did we talk about the fall the other day? We did.
And my issue is the fact that if you have, let's say, what's a typical storefront? 20 to 30 feet of that facade. And there is a design criteria that's been established through the design guidelines that have been created by Fairmont Properties that we have all vetted and reviewed and signed off on and approved. And with that comes a certain level of responsibility and authority on the part of the landlord to make sure that, you know, they don't want a piece of crap in the front of this store.
Right.
And I related a story to Bob that he thought was pretty funny, but it was true, and it had to do with a project that I did up in Wisconsin years ago, that somebody literally wanted to build something that looked like proverbial shit. It was a sports store, and they wanted to do a rock climbing. It was outside sports, kind of like what REI or something might be, but they wanted it to look like a mountain, and they were trying to invent their own material, and it didn't invent well, and it was pretty ugly. But we know that Fairmont Properties is not going to encourage or promote or even consider something like that. But nevertheless, you're looking at this minimal storefront. They have an area where they're going to put a facade area that they're going to have a sign band that they're going to put their signage on. They're going to have the glass from up to a certain height. They're going to have what we typically call a neutral pier between themselves and the adjacent tenant that will probably be created by one or the other or both or the landlord, as the case may be. And so you have a minimum amount of what is design in this thing. So in order to expedite that process so you don't have a little 20-foot storefront being holding up the permit for a project moving forward, we need to have a mechanism that allows a decision to be made by the umpire over here that ball is in the strike zone. And
okay, but I think we need to get this conversation with Paul Singerman.
So, well, maybe, yeah, we should.
I mean,
I was hoping that.
But the other thing
I'm glad Jordan is here because he's hearing this for the other folks in that on the other side of that discussion. And Dave is here.
Because we just had this conversation the other day. You were here too. Yeah. And we decided they had to come here.
Well, but that one does because it changes the FTP because they're putting an exterior stairwell and changing the footprint slightly on their building. It's not huge, but it's changing it. And how does it interface with the office building adjacent to it? They need to come. But first, before it even is considered that, it's got to get signed off by Fairmont Properties.
Well, that's true in all cases.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that won't happen again. It's just like when we asked for the Homeowners Association gave approval.
Yeah, well, but in this particular case, where the homeowners case issue is, we're not as concerned about what the homeowners think as we are in this instance what Fairmont Properties think.
Using Bob's language, there are three things here. There are two of them are short putts. one of them is it's clearly in compliance with the plan.
We got a lot of sports analogies going on here.
Do you like a different sport?
One is it's clearly in compliance with the final development plan. The other one, it isn't. And the first one, he approves it. The second one, it's got to come back to us. The third one is if there's been some little tweaks in the design. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that becomes a little gray. I would, you know, like we're doing with the signs, defer, and Bob may not want to be in this pickle, but defer to Bob, particularly if it's been already approved by Fairmont Property.
Right.
And it's a very little change, defer to Bob, that he can make the decision that it is in compliance. If he doesn't want to because he thinks
he can punt the signs,
he can punt it back to the planning committee.
Yeah, and if he has the discretion, I think, and intelligence to do that where he's concerned that it's on the edge and it may not necessarily be consistent, even though Fairmont Properties may have signed
it. No, sure. Right. That's okay. Go ahead.
If I can just jump in here.
That's why you're here.
Well, let me be clear. I'm not sure that I'm advocating for, I think I'm advocating for the position that my client would want me to.
Whatever that is.
But, regardless of whether that's so, the code provides for just that kind of latitude for what it refers to as technical changes that don't substantially alter the original site plan. It allows for the approval of the mayor, village engineer, or zoning building inspector. So it's built into the code generally, and I think the question of whether it's a technical change or something more is something that, as a matter of course, would be determining.
In a lot of administrative review.
We talked about when it came to the signs that there are probably going to be some times when Bob has questions about whether it does or not. He has the authority to say, I'll make it or I'll refer it back to the Planning Commission, but he's using that authority. He's going to talk to people.
Sure.
And he's going to talk to Judd, and if it's appropriate, he'll talk to me, and I'll talk to Brian. And
he might talk to me, even.
And the mayor. And make his decision on that basis. And that's fine. That doesn't have to be in the code.
Well, let me cross out the big complication that I have. Buildings 5 and 6, we don't have an FDP for the front of the building. Never have one. We approved the design of the building based on the construction plan, and they have big, giant, blank tenant to fill in this space on those plans.
Right.
I have zero to work with relative to what this board saw and would. You didn't see any. So in those cases, I don't have anything to compare it to, and I don't, you know, those are ones that I think just
I think
we have to get an FDP, an updated FDP for the fronts of those buildings for the board to approve as a whole, so that then the various tenants, you know, well, either way it's fine by me, but a big giant blank space with you never having seen any kind of front face, what am I supposed to do with that?
Right.
We never will see that.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll see
it. Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Right. We're not. It's right. Not. It doesn't happen. That's right. Not the way that particular world rotates. Because it's going to happen piecemeal as each tenant is identified and comes in. So for the expectation that there will be an overall, and that's why there's a design criteria. Mm-hmm. That's why there is a material schedule of approved materials that tenants can use, and that's why the landlord's tenant coordination department has purview to make sure that there is a standard by which this is being interpreted. And so what we don't want to do is, as I said, get this little tenant that is a 3,000 square foot, 1,500 square foot tenant that's going to be held up because they've got to come to Planning Commission for a storefront. I've been to communities that have done that, and they do a disservice to the development.
Well, then it behooves on that one, particularly if you're talking about the hotel building, the Fairmont, based on what they think the tenants are going to now do, better come back with a final design plan for that
first floor, recognizing that tenants still
they can't do that. They can't do that.
May I offer a suggestion?
How do we? You do this all the time, so you.
But can is that something that Kathy and I could look at administratively on behalf of the ARB, and use our discretion if we have unanimous vote that it's in conformance with the design documents? We can move forward to the building department. If we feel it should come into planning commission, we can make that
Why
suggestion.
Why did you pick
well.
You two?
Because we're the architectural board. Review.
Well, we all are.
Yeah. Well, but they are the professional members of that.
I'm not sure, but you're saying if we don't do an overall scheme for the first floor of the hotel, then you're saying we have to evaluate the individual tenant that's going to go into a small section of space vacuum, not knowing how it's going to fit with the rest of the.
Well, that was the purpose of the. That's the purpose that a design criteria is established.
And we haven't established it for that purpose.
We've established it for the overall.
You think we've established it
for
well,
the overall shopping center?
I see. Okay.
There's a standard guideline that has been created. What was it, 75-page book, something like that, that we have that is the standard for which all of this will be considered. In the same way that the sign criteria was created,
right.
And each tenant then does their own thing, and a fair amount of passes on it. They bring it to us. If it fits, we move it to permit. We don't have to bring every sign that comes into the city.
Well, and
into the planning commission.
So you don't think that third option that we talked about is the shortcut that comes to the planning and zoning commission?
I only see that putt coming to the planning commission as those instances where there is nonconformity or a physical change in what would be perhaps the footprint or some departure, as in the case, and we can use Kona Grill because we have already adjudicated it. They've changed the front of their building to allow for that outside dining area. We did some landscape change on it to enable them to have this really wonderful space, and we've also allowed them to have a place on which they can establish some graphics that go with their restaurant. Okay, if they had done none of that, and they just did a storefront with doors and glass and so on, you know, it seems to me that that's the short putt program.
Okay, but
the
we don't
longer want to putt is the one that we actually had to deal with, and we'll have to deal with that every now and again with tenants where they want
but
to.
But I don't want to discourage tenants from doing extra
creative
special
things,
good creative
right.
things because then they have
like
to go
the
through this
Grill
process.
Thing, right.
No, I don't
and
think
they might have said, ugh. Don't want to go there.
Have,
so
we have to, I know of tenants right now that are going to be going through that process because they're going to be doing some unique things, and you know particularly you know build what is the infill space between the
pinstripes
and Firebird over there that Brian's Devil's Triangle over there. and
I mean how much do we actually hold people up? I mean we meet twice a month. We meet extra meetings if we need to when somebody has an emergency.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
depending
how
on
much
how
do we actually hold people up from doing stuff?
It depends on how it falls,
Poor
Kathy. It depends on how it falls. And you just, it's not necessary to do that in most instances, particularly if it's essentially conforming
to the criteria.
Oh, I agree.
I agree completely.
Okay,
I think
sounds
we need
good.
To,
do we
yeah.
have to do something to make that be allowed?
No, I think this is just administrative direction.
That's what, I thought we needed to have a conversation that gave Bob some direction as to how he should.
This is the discussion I wanted this by and have. Just keep in mind that in the end, that means storefronts are going in that you will not see until they're real.
Yeah.
That's what that means. And with everybody's okay with that, I frankly am perfectly fine having the majority of this stuff vetted through the developer, as long as you can keep in mind, we've got a lot of storefronts that I know what you approved for the
yeah,
front.
Yeah, and there's some of them.
And it's the ones that I yeah. don't that you didn't that I.
And these are the smaller.
And you have the feeling. I mean, you're going to be able to look at them and decide if this is something you feel you can make a decision on, or whether you'd like it to come before
right.
the board. I mean. You have that discretionary.
The buildings on the
They know what they're looking
the west
for on this
side.
Whole project. I mean,
And given the caliber of the project and the rent rates, we're going to see quality.
Right. You're not going to see the wall of poop that.
The other thing is that a lot of these shops have, I mean, their actual signage is part of the logo. I mean, it's like, you know, if it looks this way, that's right, it's a branded thing. So it's going to happen in a very specific fashion for a lot of these places.
I think the one that might be a little more problematic, and let's kind of digress from that, is the ones that are a national brand that don't necessarily conform to the design criteria that's been created by by Paramount Properties. That's the ball that's outside the line,
here.
And that's
got
to come in.
Right.
And you should be able to identify that.
Right. That's true.
And Fairmount should give they're going to say, this doesn't fall in the criteria. We have a lease agreement with these people. Right. We need to somehow resolve this. They need to advise you.
Since one tenant almost fell through a crack and didn't get approval from Fairmount, how are you securing that approval from Fairmount?
That was an error driven by me, because I had a tenant, as I'm having tenants constantly, the architects call me constantly to find out what the procedure is. And what the difficulty for me has been, in order for me to direct them on what the procedure is, I need to know whether they're making changes to the outside of the building.
Right.
And of course, they're designing the outside of the building.
Well,
I explained to them, I need to see it. And then, but if it's something that planning has never seen, we'll need to go to architectural board review. What I failed to ask them was whether they had already gotten approval from the developer.
That's question one.
My error.
Right.
That
there you go.
That problem was solved.
That's solved.
That's step number one. But that was just in trying to give them a solid answer on.
Because
that triggers everything
else.
Absolutely. It does. Yes. Exactly. So,
part of that is.
I don't want to make it more bureaucratic, but there probably ought to be a scanned sign off sheet that you get back from Fairmount.
Yeah.
And very often, you know, that'll be easy enough for them to send over that they've approved it.
Cover sheet.
I'm sure there's a formal document.
I've done enough shopping centers like this in my career. I know that Eric probably has in his, where the sign-off letter from the developer as an approval has to accompany the drawings to the local building department. If that isn't there,
on the drawings.
Or a stamp on the drawing.
Right.
Yeah.
Jacobs
Group, that's the way they operate.
Right.
You can't go forward without that page.
Show me you've gotten there.
And if you don't, you're
by
done.
By letter or by stamp, that's fine. So yeah, I think we're resolved as far as that one is concerned. But that was that's how that one came to be. Is my trying to wrap my head around both what they
well,
were
as I said,
to
it pointed out it pointed out an issue that we need to have some discussion and know what we want to do, so that this doesn't become an impediment.
Mm-hmm.
For everything else that is yet to come, and there's still a yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a cycle of yet to come, because there will be future yet to come. And that's all I have to say about that.
Any other comments to go to the commission?
I'm sure they are.
Thank God.
Just to note that the apartment building, the changes we made on the windows, the decor and some of the brick and the contrast, it looks great. Finished masonry is going up, and they're playing really nicely together.
Yeah, I can't wait till they get the railings and the balcony.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thanks for sticking around.
And same with Whole Foods. I think it's looking really sharp.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this thing is coming together. I'm really continue to be excited about what it's going to be. I only look forward to what the next phase, which is the residential, and when and where and what that will be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I did notice
it ain't over
a bit
yet.
Of a problem at the intersection where you're going to, you make the turn to go into Slimans on the back road. There's no lighting there at night. I saw two cars when I was coming in after the football game.
And there might not be for a while because we're a little hung up.
After the football game, I came in and someone was coming the wrong way. When we were leaving Slime, and someone was.
You know about this?
They didn't know. They tried to turn and they didn't know what was going on. And they went straight and turned.
It might not be done before this winter, but we're working on it. That's the Jacobs Group section that they're responsible for.
Yeah, it's a scary thing. I mean, I saw I mean, that was two times within probably an hour and a half.
Wow.
I saw two cars.
Happened all the time. It seems like they're doing really well. It's great to see.
They think they're in Beachwood.
As well, most of the people at Pinecrest, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
No. We're going to give them information. They're going to know very clearly.
No, but their employees don't get it.
Do I even give to people? Okay. Yeah. I have to remember to get that going tomorrow.
You have a sign out. This is Orange.
Welcome.
Welcome to Orange Village.
All right. Okay, at this time I'd like a motion to approve the minutes from August the 15th, please.
So moved.
Second.
Any corrections, changes, comments? Call the roll.
Lazar?
Yes.
Moran?
Yes.
Newland?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy?
Yes. And at this time I'd like a motion to approve the minutes from September 5th. Not quite as long.
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I will second.
Thank you. Any comments, corrections, changes? Call the roll.
Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah, cool.
It's Maggie Brown. She's been with that, the Bowen residence with the NASA people and the Mars house last meeting.
The barn
constructed with the big elevated deck,
mm-hmm,
with the horse stable and the creek and everything. She was
on Land Road. Why was she here?
I have no idea.
You mean she was
Did
here
you
in
think
the audience?
They were on the agenda for something?
I'm not sure. I thought
okay.
Say hello on the way out.
Happy healthy New Year to everybody, whether you celebrate or not.
To all of us.
Right. So thank you.
Thank you for being inscribed in the book of life. Long and healthy.
I have a question for you.
Oh, no kidding. How cool.
What? What's cool?
That he designed the ladies, that lady with the barn. He designed her house 10 years ago.
Did some renovation work with her.
Wait, the one that moved here on Lander? That was here with the
barn. Yeah, with the barn and the deck.
The designer that worked with them?
Good night.
I did some renovation.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, anyone here who has not read minutes? Is anybody who has an RSVP for the employee party coming?
I am.
I know. Did you RSVP?
I
RSVP. Did you?
I did not yet. No.
Well, bring the kids and come.
Okay.
Friday, 4:30.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
I mean, if you tell me you're coming, we'll make sure there's enough food.
Oh, our executor.